Earlier this month, Airship, a Bentonville-based coffee roaster and distributor, brought Maria Paula Rojas, the lab manager for one of the company's coffee producers, Selva Coffee in Costa Rica, to Northwest Arkansas. Rojas joined Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth in studio to talk about creating sustainable partnerships between roasters and farmers and the future of coffee production.
All right, Maria, thanks for being here and thanks for chatting with me today. I appreciate it. So you can tell me just a little bit about your relationship with Airship and, you know, how you came to be here right now.
Oh, thank you. I'm here because I really want to know a little bit more about the consuming part, because we are so close with the producers. We work with around 95 producers in all Costa Rica area, not just from Tarrazú, who are one of the most well-known regions in coffee around the world. So we have been working with Airship for 2 years now. We really care about relationships and to connect producers with roasters, because we think that the world deserves to know their work. Also, they have like amazing coffees.
Yeah. And why is it important to have that relationship? And what goes into making a good partnership or good relationship between a coffee producer and grower and a roaster?
Yeah, I think producers are very good at their work. Also, roasters are like making all the magic happen in coffee, because coffee has like many flavors, many profiles. So that is so important for us. Also, with this project at Selva, producers can get have like a more colones, that is our currency, and they can invest more in their projects and their productions. So roasters help us to give them like add more value to their product.
And then, you know, coming from Costa Rica and being in Arkansas, did you know anything about Arkansas or about the coffee culture here? Like, how is it different?
So different. Yeah, it's so different because I have been just in New York City, not in that side of the country. So I love the way that people here loves coffee and they appreciate our coffee. Like many people that was at Airship was so surprised that I came just from Costa Rica to here.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you're meeting with people and getting to talk about coffee and about the production of it and just like the communal aspect of it, you know, what draws you to coffee? What is important about it to you? What do you love about it?
Many things. I born in a little town in Tarrazú. The name is San Pedro. It is like a very little town who are like in the mountains of Tarrazú. So my family have been growing coffee during 100 years. So my dad is also a coffee producer. So I am so involved in the producer side, and I know their reality. Also, I can help another producers to sell their coffee to those amazing roasters.
Yeah, and then, you know, knowing so much about the production side of it, I think here we don't really we go to the coffee shop and we get a coffee and we don't really think about this is an agricultural product that comes from a place and that people make and produce and it's their livelihood. You know, what do you want people here to understand about that relationship and about sustainability when it comes to coffee?
Yeah, I think coffee production means hard work. The producers have been working with a lot of challenges and climate challenges, money challenges. So I think agriculture sometimes people doesn't appreciate agriculture things, or really we are like in a very different country, or Costa Rica is like a very different country. Things are very expensive there. So yeah, producer has been working with a lot of things that I am so happy that people here appreciate our coffee and appreciate that Costa Rica has like potential with this product.
And then from your perspective, what do you think coffee production or consumption will look like in the future? You know, what needs to happen to make it sustainable, or how do you see it growing?
I hope that many people learn more about specialty coffee and appreciate more, so producers can grow more and they can invest in their productions. One, like, common thing for us is we are able to producers to share with roasters, like, directly. They can share their knowledge. And, yeah, that's important part. And I see more young people and women's are in the future of coffee, because more young people in Costa Rica are getting involved in the coffee production. They go to college, they get that major or whatever, and they came again to Tarrazu to help their families. So they change their minds. They're helping their families to be like, to try to have like more innovation in their productions. So, yeah.
Very nice. And then can you just break down, like, when you talk about specialty coffee, for those of us who maybe don't know, aren't like yeah. well-versed in the world, can you kind of break down what that is and what it means?
Okay. Specialty coffee, usually the producers pick just the ripest cherries. It is like a very homemade process. They dry the coffee with sun dry, or some of them use like machines to dry the coffee. And they usually do like different process, like wash process, honeys process, natural coffees, anaerobic. Yeah, it is like a so homemade product, and our producers really cares about quality. The result of that coffees are like a very different flavors, very different profiles that you can find.
And then is there anything that you want people here in Arkansas on this side to know about coffee production or about your work? You know, is there something that you want to say to them?
They should visit Costa Rica and came into the farms and know all these amazing producers that we work with. They are so humble people. They are always open to share with you their knowledge. Say, I am so thankful about Claire, also Earthship. They have been so kind with me, and I feel at home with them. So, yeah.
That was Maria Paula Rojas with Costa Rica-based Selva Coffee, talking with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth.